For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I have to decide whether or not I like these glasses. So I think I'm going to do like half the episode on, half the episode off.
I think I like them, but I don't know why you just feel like it makes your head looks weird. But
I
don't think so.
It makes me think that it makes my face look, my eyes look droopy, like they're sad.
No, it doesn't. You kind of look like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Like just a little dorky.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. You got nerdy. The college shirt.
Yeah, you can't really see it.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
How's everybody doing? You know,
welcome back.
I'm feeling very relaxed.
Feeling very like neutral, right? Like I could just float.
Right, but you guys should have seen us right before the episode. We were on some other shit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It's been a rough week. Okay, because we went to Seattle for the week before.
It's been a rough week. You're right.
And we came back, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize that jet lag is way worse traveling eastward than traveling west. So like going from the west coast to the east coast is way worse.
Explain it in different terms. Instead of saying what does that mean, east to west and west to east, right?
I was just explaining.
No, but the listener may not know that what you mean by that, mm-hmm. is traveling from LA to New York.
I just said from the west coast to the east coast.
I know, but you didn't say going back in time.
Because you didn't allow me.
Oh, you're about to do it?
I was about to explain.
Okay, my bad. Damn, that's how I feel every time I...
We're out of practice a little bit, I guess. Okay. Oh, that's how you feel every time I interrupt you?
Yeah.
So we went to Seattle. We were there for a week, even though we still posted an episode. So, you know, no days off. And when we went from New York, which is on the East Coast of America, the U.S., America, United States of America, if you want to be very specific, to the West Coast where Seattle's at, you travel technically 3 hours behind.
Right. Because they are 3 hours behind. So yeah. If it's 9 p.m. in New York,
it's 6 p.m.
there. Yeah.
Which means that when you get there the first day, when you go to sleep, let's say at midnight, it's actually 3 a.m. in New York.
Yeah.
So by the time we like were there for a little bit and, you know, we're traveling and stuff, we ended up getting acclimated and used to the sleeping schedule in Seattle like right away.
Yeah.
Like we went to sleep at midnight or 1 a.m. I didn't even feel it. And then I woke up because you just wake up later and go to sleep later.
Yeah.
You know, which is way easier because like you just are like, oh, I'm going to stay up a little bit. And we woke up and then we ended up being on like Seattle time by the second day. And then we're on that time for about a week. And then we're also like really leaning in, you know, it was kind of like a little bit of a vacation, like trying to just kind of get some rest, like weren't trying to, you know, like get a lot of work done. Even though I would say Yoni was way more productive than I was. He was on the pod. He was doing the thing.
Yeah.
So I want to say good job on that because I was really not good at. I was like, oh, it's vacation. Like, I don't want to do shit.
No, we can't. The podcast is you started and you have to do it every week.
Yeah. It's true.
Not. It's true. Even if it comes out like a day or two late, you're going to get the pod that week.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sure you guys already figured by now.
Yeah. And basically, we were just waking up at like 9, 10, which like 10 a.m. in Seattle is 1 p.m. here.
It's crazy.
So we were waking up at 1 p.m. New York time, going to sleep at 3 or 4 a.m. Anyways, so then traveling back to New York, we are traveling. You get what I'm saying. Basically,
I knew it was going to get confusing.
It was getting confusing because, like, is it early? Is it late? Whatever. Basically, when we got here, we traveled on Sunday. We got back here on Sunday. And then when it was time to go to sleep, we weren't tired, even though we, like, woke up really early. Our flight was at 7 a.m., yeah. Which means you have to wake up at, like, 4 a.m.
Because Seattle is 3 hours early. So if it's midnight here, it's only 9 p.m. in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, everybody knows what jet lag is, all right?
Basically, traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast, getting acclimated was way harder. So we were struggling both, like, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to, like, get back on the sleep schedule.
Yeah, it was really rough.
It was 3 a.m. and I was wide awake.
Yeah, that's the first time. Yo, you guys, Alia, she's the best sleeper I ever made in my life. So when we go to bed, usually Alia just lays down. And by the time I come to bed, she's already asleep. So it doesn't take her a long time. She's not like one of those sleepers that, like me, for example, if I want to go to sleep, I have to toss and turn. I got to think about, like, okay, like, what do I have to think about to be able to fall asleep?
Nothing. You think about how comfy you are. Like, that's what I think about. I think about, like, I love being in bed right now.
No, when I can't fall asleep, And I do that. Like, I think about how comfy I am, right? But I just can't fall asleep. You know what I start to think about?
What?
I just start to think about, what can I do to fall asleep?
Oh.
But there is no real answer. There is no real answer to that. You don't
do anything, yeah.
Did you ever count sheep as a kid?
No.
Like, count to 100 and you'll fall asleep.
Honestly, and that's what I was going to say.
I'm not trying to do math right before.
I feel like that would distract me because I'd be like, I can't say the words or something.
Yeah, like, you know? I lost count.
No, but I would say, like, this was the first time that I actually struggled sleeping, because even the day that we were like, okay, we're going to go to bed at the right time, even though we're not tired at all, and it was midnight, it wasn't even that early, but we had been going to sleep at like 3 a.m., waking up at 10 a.m., and I am one person that just like really needs her morning. So,
the funny thing is, you were struggling to fall asleep, but you still fell asleep before me.
Oh, really?
I mean, I think so. I don't know.
Well, I was just going to say that, like, even when I was struggling to fall asleep, like, you don't think about anything. You just think about not thinking about anything. Huh. And then you just kind of, like, keep doing that.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. Like, I know this was the first time that I was like, damn, this sucks to, like, not fall asleep right away. And you're lying there and you're, like, aware of all the sounds and, like, you're breathing.
Now imagine if it's hot outside, like, in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. And you're, like, sweating and shit. Yeah. Anyways, guys, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. Long intro.
Yeah.
I'm over here with my lovely host,
Yoni Ikoto. Welcome to episode 149, guys. Okay.
My name is Alia Zaitza. I didn't say that.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Alia Zaitza.
Thank you.
149. This is, we have one more episode.
After this.
After this. And then we are at the end of season 3.
And we are not coming back. No, I'm just kidding.
And I was thinking about it like a couple of days ago, how, and we're going to talk about that in the next episode, but I was just thinking about how it's actually crazy.
That's
a lot of talking. I remember when we first started season 1, I was just like, after 9 episodes, I was like, damn, this is, we only have 9 episodes. Like, and I'm looking at other podcasts, they have like 120.
Like 605.
Yeah, okay. But those started like
A long time ago. But we wanted to talk about, since we went to Seattle, right? We got to see some of our family. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, my immediate family lives in Seattle. My parents and my 2 siblings. And then Yoni's mom.
And my sister.
And niece,
yes. Shout out to all of them. They're all in Seattle.
Yeah, they're all in Seattle. So when we go to Seattle, a lot of it is also to just, like, you know, see the family that we have the closest, because everybody else is across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So we only get to see those family members during the summer when we go see them. But,
well, I also have, like, my friends that I consider family.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and I have like my sister's boyfriend, like that's also family. So it's extended family, and then there's like family.
Right. But I feel like this trip, it kind of, you know, recently, and you know, you guys, if you listened to the kids episode that we released, like when we're going to have kids.
Oh, that was a good one.
we talked a lot about how we feel about having children, what our sort of thoughts are on it right now, as we're not about to have kids, but we're thinking about the future in that way. And I feel like it's very interesting how people's decisions about life and where they live and how they go about life changes when they're about to have a child. And even though we're not about to have a child anytime soon, you know, when we were there, I feel like somehow, at least I end up talking to like my mom, or even your mom or your sister, since, you know, she's had a baby recently. Mm-hmm. I just like end up talking about, you know, like when we're going to have a kid, this and that, and what it's going to be like. And since we live in New York and it's just the two of us here, the same question always rises of like, so are you guys going to move to Seattle when you have a kid?
I feel like everybody wants us to move back to Seattle. And for some reason, I really can't picture me living back in Seattle, even though I love Seattle, beautiful city. You know, every time I go there,
I feel like saying you love Seattle is a strong word.
Can I speak for myself? Okay. Right? You know, it's nice when I'm there.
Yeah.
And I love Seattle for what it is. But for what I need, or the type of city that I need to just feel satisfied.
Yeah.
Because it's really important for me to be like, if I'm living this life one time, I need to be where I want to be. And that's so important to me. Some people, they don't really care that much. And I get it. But I'm just like, yo, I want to live where I really want to live.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What? Why am I saying this? Like, what were you saying?
Well, no, you're saying basically our big thing is that, like, you know, a lot of people say that obviously it's not a question that when you do have a kid and you have a newborn and you're a first-time parent,
moving back
to where most of your family is, or a good chunk of your family is, would be helpful, because they are, you know, there to support you, to help you. Mm-hmm. If you have a good relationship with them where they would want to be there for you, it's like a lot of people would, you know, use that advantage in a way. Because there are people that just...
But like, that is also true. That's just... That is very true, what they're saying.
What are they saying? Oh, that it would
exactly
be very helpful.
Exactly what you said. Yeah, it would be very helpful. And it would... having people around you...
I think you'd be very helpful. But at the same time, I don't think it's impossible to do it without that. Because I feel a lot of people don't talk about, like, the other scenario. Like, can someone present me how hard is it without that?
I mean, we still have to, we got to meet people who are doing it without that help, because, and everybody that had kids, they're telling this, they're saying this in my DMs, like from experience, they're like, guys.
But did they ever try to do it without that?
Shout out to all the voice notes that we got. They're like, guys, you're going to need some fucking help. Okay.
Listen.
And it's so nice to just think like, oh, we're not going to need help. We can do it on our own. Now, I will say,
I think
because we work for ourselves and we can work from home, that changes a lot.
That's true.
Changes a lot. If you both had 9-to-5s, no way.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's just the only difference. But
that's
I
true.
Do
Which take makes in, it more doable and possible for us to do.
Exactly. But I do take in every single thing that everyone sent us. And I really, really, really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We listen to like all of those. And again.
I try to get back to all of them, because like you guys were, I feel like that was such a like passionate topic for so many people. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. And I mean, we couldn't really get to all the DMs, but we got the message that everybody basically was saying.
And I know like everyone's experience is different, and again, we're coming from a blind perspective. We haven't experienced this, we haven't had kids, we haven't gone through being parents, so we're kind of talking out of our ass a little bit. But at the same time, I feel like there's this assumption that like as soon as you have kids, boom, your life doesn't matter anymore. What you want, what you like, what dreams you have, like, they don't matter anymore. It's all about the kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and a lot of it is about, when you have a kid, it's about the kid.
Okay, but I think, can't the dream be that it's about the kid and you?
Well, I mean, it can be, but can it be?
Yeah, I think so, if you want it hard enough.
Okay.
That's why I feel like, for me, the dream is to be able to make it work here. To make it work. Yes, is it expensive? Yes, is it I don't want to call it crazy, because, you know, that's like compared to what and like according to what.
The fact is that people do it here.
Yeah, we see like, people have kids here all the time.
Yes, but I don't really count on that, because who knows if they got family or not. We just see them on the street.
I know, which is why
they might have
the
whole family here.
I want to start a series where I just ask people these questions on the street. I want to start doing that, be like, I ain't got kids yet. And I want to ask you, how do you have kids here?
No, like, first question would be, lovely kid, beautiful kids, do you have family here?
Nah, that's like, weird. That can't be the first question.
Yeah.
The first question
but you get what
like,
I'm saying, right?
Like 1 out of 10, how hard is it to raise a kid in New York?
Okay.
You know?
And then they're going to tell you, and then you can get into
But I
like,
feel like I need those questions answered.
Okay.
Because I've even seen, like, there's this couple that she is a content creator, and she recently got pregnant. I think she's like halfway through her pregnancy. And she lives in Brooklyn. And she sometimes does like Q&As on her story or whatever. And people ask her all the time, like, why do you still live in New York? Like, it's such a, why would you still live in New York if you're having a baby? Like, it's such an automatic, like, why would you ever...
Can we find out why? Why is that? Is it a money...
People automatically, like, once you have a kid, your life doesn't matter. What you want doesn't matter. It's about the kid only.
It seems like New York, for a lot of people, is a city...
That's crazy.
No. I mean, it is crazy.
I don't think
But it's a city where, like, you live in this city. You live in New York before you have kids.
Pre-kids, yes.
So you do go enjoy New York, but once you have kids... it's bye. Over New York. Yeah,
exactly. There's another person
like
too.
I always felt like that.
But what's funny is that girl answered the DM, the question, and she was like, where, she was like, we live the city, like where would we even go?
But I don't like the defending that choice all the time.
Anytime.
It feels like you gotta like justify, is this bro, my life? First of all, this is my life.
The one thing everyone in New York has in common, everybody, is that they will always have to defend their choice of living in the city to anyone that doesn't live here.
That is so true.
Always. You will never meet, like you could ask every person that lives in New York, have you ever had to answer the question on why you live in New York? And defend that choice.
Yo, I actually want to start asking some strangers that question because
there's no doubt about it. No matter how old you are, but especially like nowadays, if you're like younger, because that means you. I mean, you could have grown up here, but like in New York, most of the people that I meet moved here from somewhere else at some point.
Yeah.
So it's like you're choosing to live here, and the amount of times that you have to defend that choice to anyone that doesn't live here is crazy.
If you can, that's I'm happy for anyone who wants to live here and can make it work and live here.
There's a reason why.
But just because you can live in Texas and have a mansion doesn't make Texas the right choice for you. Like, if you didn't care about the city, obviously, then like a bad choice would be someone wanting to live here.
But they actually hate a lot of things about the city.
But hate a lot about the city. But not only that, like if you live here, you have to specifically have a thing that you kind of need to be here. Like you kind of really, like being here will help you in some way.
But it doesn't necessarily have
unless
to be career.
Unless you're just rich as hell and you just don't even, you just live here to live here.
But I was going to say like it doesn't necessarily have to be career wise.
No, I mean, it can be school. It can be career. It could be, I mean, what else could it be?
It could be that you just like living here.
Okay.
And maybe you have a good job, a job that's good enough to for you to be able to like comfortably live here.
Then that's it.
But you could have that same job somewhere else and pay lower rent, but you just don't want to. Like yeah. You could be a lawyer in New York and you could be a lawyer in Seattle, for example. Mm-hmm. And let's say you make the same amount of money, but you're choosing to live in New York because you just love New York.
You probably make more money in New York as a lawyer than Seattle.
I mean, but it depends. Maybe it's the same. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, I don't know. So about being away from family.
Should we call just this episode New York versus everywhere else?
New York or nowhere? No, that's so annoying.
No.
But basically, I just find it very interesting that in general, that's the sentiment towards like living in a city and especially New York, that living in New York is something you do before you have kids, before you quote unquote settle down. And I'm like, I'm trying to settle down here. I'm trying to plant roots here because I do not want to sacrifice my entire life and things and the things that make me the happiest and feed me the most as an individual person.
Yeah, I think that
once
matters.
I have children, like that's so unfair. You're telling me that if I have a kid, I have to sacrifice everything. Everything. I just don't think that that's necessary. Maybe my biggest dream in life is to be able to live here and have our kids here and live comfortably and have a good life here. And that's it.
And work hard and actually be able to live here.
Yeah, no more, no less.
Yeah.
I don't need, and that's the other thing I was trying to explain to my brother the other day when we were in Seattle, and he was asking me, so like, what's your plan? Like, what are you thinking of doing?
My number one hated question is, what's your plan? I don't know why. I always hated that.
I feel like these days you can't even think too far ahead because you don't know what's going to happen.
I hate that. So what's your plan? I hate that question.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It's like, it's my plan, bro.
We're forever going to be asked this question because of the stuff that we
it's
do.
It's like, you just live in your life, you're comfortable, and then someone goes like this, so what's your plan? I'm like, what you mean with my plan?
Like, I'm doing my plan.
Yeah.
I'm living my life. But he was basically asking me just like, you know, we live in New York now, but then what, right? Like, nobody looks at New York as a longevity thing. Everybody looks at New York as a phase thing.
He asked you, but then what?
Yeah. And I was like, what you mean then what? I'm going to be here and then, like, you're going to...
You should have been like, I live in New York. I mean, you know, you say whatever he... What was the first question?
You live in New York now, but then what?
And then you should have said, continue to live there.
And then we started, like, talking about how, you know, it's like a down payment on a house here versus, like, you know, it's the same old tale of, like, finding a video of, like, this is what you can get in Texas for $5 or something like that. And I'm just like, you cannot even make that argument because you have to understand that living in New York, like, okay, let's say you take this exact same apartment and you put it in Seattle, it's half the price. Let's say that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily accurate. And also depends, like, even here, the neighborhood.
Right.
Oh, but you have to remember where it is. When you live in New York, you pay for the city. That's it. It's like, do we have to remember? I'm not paying for this apartment because of what this apartment, these walls and this decor and this design is worth. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying for the quality of the materials this was built with. I'm not. Like, let's remember, most of the shit, we're not buying the, like, actual building and what it is. We're buying the location of where we're at. We're buying the access to the subway that gets you to the city, and then the city is, like, right there.
And also, too, like, all the apartments in Soho, like, a lot of them are really small. Unless there's always these crazy ones,
there's
right?
There's the crazy ones, but you gotta...
But you can't, from the outside, you can't even tell it's crazy.
Yeah.
It just looks like some, like, something really small.
I would say there's this thing in New York about, like, living in like, Manhattan that we also had the first year, where we were like, ooh, we get to live in, like, Manhattan, but we were in, like, a tiny little box.
Yeah.
You know?
But you also pay for that. And what did we sacrifice? We sacrificed space.
But then we were paying for the location, which was worth it.
It was the best location probably in New York. It's like you go outside and everything
you're
is there.
You're in the heart.
Yeah. So, but you know, those are just things that people, I feel like we got to let people make their own choices. Just because I can live in Oklahoma and own two mansions and pay $100 for rent. Like, it's like I go outside and what is there? My whole life is not in my apartment. You know, like,
bro,
I don't.
Exactly.
Like, the apartment is literally, okay, yeah, you want to have a cute apartment or whatever, but it's just like, what do you prioritize? Some people prioritize their apartment. I want to have a nice apartment, nice and big and spacious, and I want to live in a whole different city and have hella space, a backyard, 2-car garage, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And some people prioritize, you know what, I want to have a decent apartment, maybe even a small apartment, but when I go outside, I meet people, I love the city, I feel alive. How alive can you feel in your apartment? I'm sorry. No.
Well, I was just going to say, the funny thing is, if you live in a place that is like, you have a big house with like 6 rooms, 5 bathrooms, whatever your heart pleases, and you pay the same amount in a mortgage as I pay here for a 1-bedroom, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I want my life to be outside. I don't want my life to happen in my house.
I do want to, yeah, I get it. But that's, as you say, I, right? So you specifically. To some people, that big house and that big backyard, maybe that's important whenever they're, maybe that is important for those people whenever they'll have kids. They want them to have a backyard. They want them to, you know, you can't. So I understand all perspectives. We all just have a different one and this is ours. So, but I do feel like I have to defend the choice of living here. Anytime I talk to anyone, they're like, oh, so like, how long do you think you're going to stay in New York?
It's
always that question.
Because, like, nobody looks at it as a possible place to settle down.
It's like the moment you get here, there's like a timer that's like, okay, cool.
Like, that's, how many years do you think you're going to spend here? Like, what do you mean?
But I do get it. You know, I do get why people say that because it is expensive here. But I don't know. You know, I feel like...
I'm sorry, but I think I'm getting my money's worth.
No, and I think it's the best decision we've ever made together.
Our life has exponentially changed for the better just by being here.
Yeah, like the amount of people, just like from you know, from work or just like friendships, like-minded people. I was never around this many like-minded people. Like, especially like for what I do, I met so many people who are, I want to say like, just like me, as in like interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
it's cool. It feels good. Like,
but then it comes down to the main thing of this episode of like, I won't pretend that the debate in my own mind about like, you know, the biggest thing I would say that we are sacrificing, and eventually once we do have kids of our own, is sacrificing the growth and progression of family relationships. As we get older, as we have kids, and then they grow up, they're going to grow up with just me and you. They're not going to grow up with their grandparents. They're not going to grow up with their aunts and uncles.
I like how your voice changed when you get to that side of the argument. You know, like before that, you were so fiery, and now you're just like,
oh, well, that's because
kids
like,
are going to grow up with us.
Well,
too.
No, that was more just about like New York or nowhere type energy. Okay. This is more just talking about like the family aspect, whether they're in Europe or Seattle or whatever other city. The biggest like price that we're paying, I would say, is that. It's like the distance away from, you know, your family. But then both you and I have been quite used to being away from family for like most of our lives.
Yes. I would say, yeah, half of my life I lived away from my family.
Me too.
So I'm used to that. That's not something that's necessarily hard for me. I don't know if... You know, it's just not hard for me to be away from family. It's okay to say that. I feel like it sounds bad, but when I think about it, it's just a fact.
No, it's the same for me. I mean, I spent like, it's the 6-year thing in my life that I was like 6 years with my grandparents and 6 years with my parents and my siblings, and then 6 years going to school by myself in Canada, and then 6 years again in Seattle, and then now here we are again. And I want to get over the 6-year thing. And spend more than 6 years in New York.
Okay, we'll see if that happens.
We're not even at 2 yet. We're at like a year and a half. But I don't know. It's just hard because like in a way though, when I did have those 6 years where I was like living with my parents, living with my siblings, but then my grandparents, we would see them like almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. And then my cousins and my aunt and uncle, we would see them also almost every weekend. And everybody was just together with each other so often.
That's one thing I don't have in my life. I don't have like the
Not now. Then. Like there was a time in your childhood where like you were with your sister and your parents.
Yeah. And I said that's what I don't have now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I miss it, you know, and I feel like it kind of, I don't want to say it's I just don't want it to be selfish of us to because we love the city so much that our kid is going to pay the price of growing or like not growing up around grandma or not growing up around like their uncles and aunties, you know what I mean? And like nieces and nephews, because mom and dad love New York so much. I'm growing up as
cousins, not nieces and nephews.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. You know, so I think, I don't know, I'm trying to think if it's selfish or not. But also, like, what if New York is just the best place for mom and dad to be?
Well, that's what I was going to say. If we
so
had
then you
any
could have the best
jobs.
Life.
Yeah. If we had any other jobs, like very corporate, traditional jobs, if you want to say, and we both just like got really good jobs here, this is just where we would be. There would be no like even kind of debating. I guess people would maybe try to like find the equivalent of the job they have in New York, like in another city or the city where like the most of their family is in. But I still feel like it's because we technically can work from anywhere, but we can't work from anywhere. Because again, also like our work has changed since living here.
Yeah.
It's just not a traditional type of job. And I don't know. I would say another thing that I want to say is like there is also a culture thing that I feel like maybe mentally I've adapted to, where I've seen a lot of American families are way more used to being spread out because the country is so big.
Really?
Compared to
I feel like there's a
Europe.
Lot of families who are in the same city, like same state at least.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, also, how many families do I know? I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm thinking of like the people that live here, like not a lot of people have family that's like right in New York.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about it now and this is how we feel in the moment before even having a kid. But I do, and I'm sure many people felt like just how we are feeling right now. You know what I mean? Like,
they live in a place.
Yeah, we're going to make it work here. We're going to have a kid here. But I know like for a fact, there's so many, not for a fact actually, but I'm sure it happened that so many people wanted to live here. They thought they could do it and then end up moving to whatever state they were. And, you know, and I'm not saying this is going to be us. I'm not saying
that. But I also feel like a lot of those people have regular jobs that you have to clock in and clock out, or you have to like go to the office or those things, you know? So it's like the flexibility that we have with work is also going to play a huge part. Because think about it, when do you need help? Most of the time is like when you go to work or you have to go to work, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm just keeping an open mind about this because I don't want to move. Trust me. Yeah. I don't want to sound like I'm, but I also, I don't want to talk out of just because I don't know what it's going to be like. Like, you can want something, but if it's just like, and I'm not saying it's not going to work out for us, but if you have a kid and you want something so bad, but it's just, you're just like, kind of like, it's not working now or it's really hard, you gotta adjust. You know, and then maybe move back when the kid is a little bit older. But I don't think it's just healthy to be stubborn about wanting to be here so much if things are not working out. If they are working out, great. Live here, move around, whatever. But I just know that people also say these things for a reason.
But see, like, yeah, I just...
Like they say it, and I don't want to move, but I understand that there's an actual reason for, you know, people saying these things. So, you know, we don't have to listen to them. I mean, because I know for us, we just have to go through it ourselves.
Yeah.
And figure it out with time. And then if you stick around long enough with the podcast, you'll just see things unravel in real time.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to update you for real.
Yeah. So.
I think.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
No, I think I would like to try to make it work here.
Mm-hmm.
And if things really are not good, to figure out another option.
Exactly. But I don't even want to say we're going to try to make it work, because that already sounds like we're going to make it work.
Okay, you work hard. I'm saying I'm leaving the door open for the possibility that like we will have to step away from the city.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
You don't want to.
No, I don't know why. I feel like we could do it. Because if you have to, think about it. If you have to do it, you will.
Yeah, true.
If you don't have the possibility, if you don't have the support, we do.
Yeah.
We have the family. Everybody wants to be there. My mom is like, when are you moving back? When you're having a baby, baby. You know? But I just feel like if, you know, in a different world, if it was just me and you and we didn't have any support at all, you would have no choice but to figure it out and just to make it work.
Right.
So
right.
It is possible. It's about just like choosing what you want to do. And then that's it. And obviously it would be helpful, you know? But like even my mom was saying that when she had, you know, my sister was the first kid. It's like the grandma and grandpa, like they would visit, you know, here and there, but it was just the two of them.
I'm going to start asking people questions on the street for real.
There's people is that...
If I see a dad with a stroller, excuse me, sir, can I please ask you a question? Yeah, sure. What's up? No, honestly.
I actually see other people too.
I just want to know.
Like with kids in New York, it's like I see a couple, they got a stroller. So it's like the baby's fresh.
Uh-huh.
And the baby's not walking yet, obviously. And I just want to like, I have, every time I see that, I just want to ask like, so what is it like having a kid here, you know?
But not in that tone.
Why not?
So what is it like?
Okay, I wouldn't
even ask. It's like, damn, you're already doubting me? You don't know.
What do you mean?
No, like that tone sounds very like how are you doing this?
I mean, babe, everybody knows.
everybody knows what?
Everybody knows that, like, it would obviously be, you know, maybe easier in a different place. I don't know, but I don't know. We'll just have to...
I'm sure people will let us know and share their thoughts in the comments, okay? Because this is a topic that gets people talking and sharing their opinion, which I really appreciate. I want to know what everybody thinks about this. I mean, I feel like this is like a part two of the last episode.
Yeah, I just think that, like, life is so precious and mm-hmm. so short. And I look, for example, like, I would say more recently than ever, every time I see my parents, I really now, you know, your relationship from, like, child to parent changes so much. And especially, like, in recent years for me, I've felt that we're like, my parents are my parents and they will forever be. But our relationship has also changed where it's like, I'm also an adult. I'm no longer a child. Mm-hmm. So the way we talk about things, the type of conversations we have is a different type of, you know, relationship.
Yeah, as you should be.
And because of that, I'm also looking at them as like individuals without the connection they have as with me as their I'm their child, and I'm really seeing them as like they are just at this time in their life experiencing everything for the first time, whatever that is. They're experiencing the first time that like their kid is about to have a kid, you know? Like, what would that be like? Your kid is about to have a kid.
And that's a moment for them too.
Exactly. And just, you know, whatever it is at the age that they're at, the things that they want to do, the work stuff, where they're at in life. I'm really looking at them as like individual people. I don't know why I keep saying that. I had a point.
Well, I...
Oh, sorry. I'm saying that because similarly is like I am also living everything for the first time. And this is the one we get. This is the life that we get. Nobody knows what happens after. Do we get another one? I don't know. And who knows what's going to happen. So for me, I'm just like, if I don't try to do what I really want to do in this life, what am I doing?
Amen.
And it goes without saying that it's like, that includes for me, living in the place that feeds me like no place ever has.
Yeah.
And making it work. And making the best of it in the best way possible that at that time feels right.
Yeah. It's really important to really, really, like if you really want something to actually try your best, you know, because if it doesn't work out, babe, worst case, you have options.
Exactly. There are other like, options. It's not going to be the end of the world.
But moving or like just giving up because of all the things you heard without even trying.
Exactly.
That's like, damn, what if we... I hate that. I never do that. Like my whole life, if I wanted to do something or I wanted to move somewhere or move to a different... I moved so many times.
Yeah.
I lived in so many different, you know, cities, countries. So it's nothing like new necessarily. You know what I mean? I'm not scared to do it. Also, a lot of people are scared to move. That's a real thing. Like scared for moving to a new place. Like I don't know anybody. What is it going to be like? That's a real thing for a lot of people too. So they just stay in their place, which is if they're happy there, that's your home. Good for you.
Yeah. But
to those who are not, you know.
I think for us, like a big part of it is the fact that we both actually spent a lot of our developing childhood years, like kind of on our own, adapting, figuring it out, like many times.
Yeah.
You know, and because we've already gone through that and most of like when we were becoming who we are now, we were constantly using those things. We were constantly adapting, meeting new people, learning new languages, going through that was practice.
Yeah.
That was an exercise in and of itself. And we were also kind of always by ourselves. We didn't have a sibling with us. We didn't have a parent with us,
yeah.
Grandparent, any of that. So for us, as you said before, like it kind of sounds bad to say like, what did you say? Like, I don't need to be around family, or it's not hard for me to be away from family.
It's not hard. I love my family, but yeah. It's not hard for me to be away and see them once or twice a year. To me, it's not necessarily hard. Like, it's only hard around Christmas when I can't see like...
When you just know families together.
Yeah. And then I'm walking around New York or whatever, and then I see just like a big Thanksgiving or like a big Christmas. I'm like, damn, it would be nice to have that at this age, you know, but yeah. I just don't.
Because I feel like your family especially is like so spread out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like that is also a part that, like, there are some people that are super, super attached to family. They've always been together, like, and I feel like that's just not been our reality. And we just, you know, cope with those types of things differently. But that doesn't mean that, like, we don't value family or, like, we don't care about our family. Yeah. But everybody is, like, attached differently.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, I think that's it for this pod.
I think that's it. I feel like I have so many more thoughts on this.
Yeah, we might have to do I don't know if this was necessarily a part two.
If you guys have any questions that maybe we could just answer like another time about this topic, or maybe like share your thoughts. What do you think? Is it easy for you to live in a different country? Do you feel like it's selfish as parents to live in the city away from your family just because you love that city? And then, like,
is it selfish for your child because they won't have the relationships that they would have with their extended family if they were close to them, and for your family and your parents and whatever to have a relationship with your kid?
Is it selfish?
Because I'm thinking of, like, the relationship I had with my grandparents.
It sounds selfish, not gonna lie. Like, it sounds selfish, but it's like,
But it's also, I only get to live this one life.
I know, but the baby too.
Yeah.
And that is your baby. Like, that's a real person.
But I also feel like, I don't know.
So you feel like when they're young, they don't really know anything. So it's like,
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm thinking, I don't know. It's hard to say because, like, I'm one that has had a relationship with all of my family. And then it wasn't later until I was 12 where, like, I wasn't with my family.
And how nice was it to be around family all the time?
I mean, it was nice, but I didn't have another option. That's all I knew. So, like, I want to hear from somebody that grew up with maybe just one parent or just their parents and nobody else.
Yeah. How was that experience like?
Yeah.
Please let us know. We're trying to see what we're going to do here, all right?
Let's measure pro and con.
Yeah.
No, because I feel
like... We should have,
like
a big board, like...
Because even during your, like, childhood, you know, like, up to, you know, when you left, like, 16 or so, it's like you were around, you know, family. Even though you did, like, move a little bit, you were always around extended family where there was, like, some cousins and some uncles and stuff like that.
Until I moved to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we both had that experience. We know what it's like. We like it. It's nice to be in a big family. It's, like, loud and stuff. But then also, every experience is so specific because, like, not everybody that lives close to family, I don't know. It's tricky.
When I moved away from Belgium, right, and I moved to the U.S., I mean, first I was in a boarding school and I was with my friend Renato. Shout out to Renato.
From Belgium, too.
Yeah, I was from Belgium. So we flew together, right? And so I did feel like I had like a brother with me, you know, but then when we went our separate ways, you know, life journey take you this way, the other one went that way. We all kind of like spread out a little bit. Yeah. Right. I feel like, you know, I always wanted to live here. Right. And I think the reason why I'm trying to figure out how to explain how come I was able to be away from family for such a long time.
Because the dream was so big.
Yeah, I mean, but like, people got big dreams, but not everybody is just like capable. Because I talked to some people who just like literally moved back. They were like, yo, I can't, I need to be around my, like.
Oh, I never had that.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, and I love my family just as much, but I know that it's just going to be better for, and I always knew that it was going to be better for me and my future and what I'm trying to do to make those things happen here. And I just saw it. Like, I closed my eyes and I saw just my future here. So it's, I don't know, maybe other people don't have that. So they were like more willing to just say, you know, I'm moving back to Europe, and Europe is great. I love Europe. Like, I'll go back any chance
That's
I get.
So
but
crazy. Cause like, I didn't have that either. Like, my parents were actually going to pull me out of the ballet school in Canada because I was never calling them. Like, I was never homesick. I was never, there was people that were like crying because they were homesick and they were like calling their parents.
Like, I think I cried like
a couple times.
I think I cried like, maybe it's because I was like, I don't know. I had a time, I had like a little period there that I was like, maybe.
I feel like for me, it was when I got older a little bit.
Yeah, because it hits me every time when I see other people's families. That's when it hits me. Because when I'm busy with basketball, I'm doing some other shit. Like, yeah, I call my dad, I call my mom, call my parents, you know, whatever other family member. But like missing them to the point to where I would have to like leave this where I want to be so bad and just go because I miss them. I never really had it. I always kind of preferred to, I chose the, let me miss the family, but be exactly where I want to be and then go visit when I can.
Yeah.
Instead of like, leave my dream, quote unquote, but then be there. Because at the end of the day, it's your life. You're going to have your own career. You're going to live your own life. You're gonna pay for the consequences of your own decisions, whether family's around or not. So,
and also family's tough, you know, let's not pretend like family's perfect. Like when you're around your family, it's not all like sparkles and rainbows and like, you know, family's family.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's not, you know, it's not like necessarily always a good time being around family. Let's not forget that part too.
Yes, yes. And definitely depends on, I mean.
Every family has their own thing. Yeah, I don't think there's ever a perfect family. But, you know, there's also that. Yeah. So, okay, we're actually going to close out the episode now because we got to also record Patreon and it's getting late. I keep clapping.
I love the clapping at the end of the episode.
It's helping me like progress through. Yeah. What are we talking about on Patreon? Oh, we're talking about oversharing.
Oversharing things on the internet, whether it's a podcast, Instagram stories, Instagram posts, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. How do you feel about have you ever recorded something and posted and be like, damn, I kind of like shared a lot here.
And also like, what is considered oversharing? Like, I feel like most people have like different definitions of what oversharing, what's the limit?
Yeah, some people.
Where like it goes from just sharing to oversharing.
I feel like I'm an open book. Sometimes I accidentally overshare. Like you ever had a conversation with someone, you talk and you really get into it. And then once you leave the conversation, right, you're like, why did I tell this person all my business?
Okay, I mean, real life oversharing is also different, but we'll get into all the oversharing.
And I've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
If you want to listen to that, it will be on Patreon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Any last words?
Any last words, you know, listen, we're just trying to figure it out just like everybody else, you know. We were coming, I mean, earlier, I meant to correct you. You said we're not going to have kids anytime soon. I feel like
okay, soon as in the next year.
Anytime. When somebody says anytime soon, it sounds like in the next 5 years.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. In the next year.
Or two.
Ish.
Yeah, so we're just trying to figure out like what's the best option. And actually, like,
yeah, it's gonna be crazy when I'm pregnant.
I just want to be transparent on the podcast and keep people updated with what's going on, what decision we made. Like, I feel like it's gonna be so cool to just take them on the journey with us. You know, shout out to everyone that's been here since season one. Shout out to all the new listeners, obviously. But I hope you just stick around, honestly, because
what season are we gonna be on when we're about to have a kid?
Season five, like, right? Before the end of season five. So if you guys didn't know, every 50 episodes is a new season. Okay, the original plan was do January to January.
That doesn't work,
but sometimes, you know, in summer we travel, we miss a couple episodes, and then the season always ends in like February.
Yeah, and then it keeps like pushing. But yeah, so every 50 episodes is a season. So
149, congratulations. We got one more. On the next episode, on next Wednesday, we'll just talk about how do you feel about podcasting, you know?
Yeah, like season, like, one, you know, have done 3 years.
Yeah.
We got some tips. We got some thoughts on podcasting. But yeah, I'll see you guys over.
I was going to say that was just going to be the final final episode of the season. The season finale.
And then there will be the Patreon season finale.
It's crazy that we have 50 episodes on Patreon.
We actually have made 200 episodes.
Yes. And if you ever feel like you want just more WTJ episodes, there's 50 more episodes that you never heard before. If you're not on Patreon, there's 50 full episodes just like this one on Patreon.
Just as good, if not better.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Just as good, if not better. Depends on the title.
Yeah. And the energy.
Yeah. And whatever tier you're on.
Right. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, see you guys on the flip.
Don't say that.
What? But why do I have to make a face on the flip?
See you on the flip. That made it so much worse.
No, we'll see you guys next week with another episode. And we'll leave it at that. You know, we're just going to
keep. Why do you have your hands just together?
I'm like
at the end of
in.
Every episode, you kind of hold it like that as if you're like almost giving a prayer.
No, I'm just closing it out.
Okay, guys, you know, we are out.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.